Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 76 for June 5th, 2006, a tribute to William M. Gaines. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte. And now, get ready for Dick! So it's a little bit of a different Daily GizWiz because Dick and, for several reasons. One, because Dick and I are in Toronto at a Japanese restaurant together.
And also we decided that we're going to pay a little tribute to William M. Gaines, the founder of MAD, because we're celebrating his death, which is something Bill would have liked a lot.
He wanted a wake, a party.
That's right. So it was 1992. So, yeah, 14 years this past weekend that Mr. Gaines left us.
How old was he? He was a fairly...
Bill was 70 and a couple of months.
Oh, he was young.
He was, fairly young. And, you know, until his dying day, he was sick a few times. And I would call him and say, Bill, you're going to rally around. You're going to rally around. And I always try to make him laugh. I'd say, Bill, I know you're going to make it. You always get sick and you always make it. But if you don't make it, could I have that flat screen TV that you made me buy for you?
He was a gadget hound too, wasn't he?
My final words with Bill was just Bill laughing.
So. That's kind of nice, actually. How close were you?
When we first met, we were having lunch together with the whole MAD staff, and Bill was talking about something. I said, oh, yeah, that's like the Elephant Hotel. And Bill, like, dropped his fork, and he goes, you know about the Elephant Hotel? And I said, oh, doesn't everybody? And he said, no one knows.
I don't know what the Elephant Hotel is. What is it?
There was a crazy man who built buildings in the shape of an elephant. He built three of them. And one of them was in Atlantic City, and you walked up. The stairs are in the rear leg. They're big enough to go in, and it has had six rooms in it. And Bill said, Monday we're going to Atlantic City. I'm going to show you the Atlantic City Elephant Hotel. And we went down there, and then it was in terrible disrepair. Oh. And Bill said, we're going to do something about this. Let's find the mayor. So we went to the Visitors Bureau, and Bill said who he was, and they gave us the address of the mayor's house. We went to the mayor's house, and Bill said, I want to start a campaign to restore the elephant. It's called Lucy the Elephant. And Bill gave money and got people interested, and it's restored to this day.
He was a quirky kind of fella. He liked weird things like that, didn't he?
He liked weird things, but the strange thing about Bill was, Bill once sued Playboy magazine. Bill was a stickler for the rules. What was said? And Bill said, oh, I'm suing Playboy.
He had the trademark on nude women? What was it?
No, because Bill said when he joined the Playboy Club, it said your lifetime membership was X dollars. And then they started billing people monthly. So Bill got his lawyer to write Playboy a letter, and Playboy called up and they said, Bill, what do you want? And he said, I want my $30 back.
Was he a cheapskate?
No, it was principle. Well, I mean, what would $30 mean to Bill?
Right.
He wanted his $30 back.
I do get the feeling that he maybe was a little bit of a penny pincher.
Well, you know what? He was a penny pincher in certain ways. You're absolutely right. When I first went to actually work at MAD a couple of days a week, Bill said, do you need anything? And this is, 30, 40 years ago. I said, yeah, I need an electric typewriter. And he said, go buy one. So I bought one. And about 3 weeks later, he called me up and he goes, I just found out that those typewriters don't reuse the ribbon. I said, well,
they're film ribbons, yeah.
I said, Bill, that's why they're self-correcting. And he said, no, that is ridiculous. I don't care that the machine. He had Annie, his wife, hunt down till she found some obscure company that
The fabric ribbons that they use in the old, yeah.
Yes. So it sort of defeated the purpose of spending the $400. So that's cheap, Bill. That's business, Bill. Extravagant Bill is one day he calls me in and he goes, Sat, write down this date. I write it down. He said, you're going to be away an entire day. Don't ask me any more questions. Okay. So about a week before, he said, okay, 10 a.m., go to Penn Station. I said, that's it? Yeah, you'd be gone the whole day. So there are 12 of us, and we all go to Penn Station. No one has any idea. They announce over the PA system, Metroliner to Boston, track 14. Bill says to the 12 of us, go to track 14. Don't get on the train. So, Bill, don't ask. So we go down. The Metroliner pulls in. It's getting late. I go, Bill, are we going to, like, what, at the last minute, jump on the train? Bill says, just stay there. We hear a train whistle, and out of the tunnel comes a little switch engine pushing a totally restored 1890s observation car.
Wow.
Bill says, this is your surprise. I have two chefs aboard. We're going to have a champagne brunch. They're going to hook it up to the Metroliner. We're going to Boston. You'll have 3 hours in Boston. And then they'll hook it up to the 7 o'clock Metroliner back. And we're going to have a sit-down dinner with five kinds of wines. It was, I think it was one of the most extravagant days of my life. And this is a long time ago, about 20 years ago. I said, Bill, what did that cost? And he said, oh, about 10 grand. He said that the car is $5,000, and then you have to pay Amtrak something like 30 first-class round-trip tickets, the equivalent of for them to haul the thing. And this was just out of Bill's pocket, just so.
No wonder he was so beloved.
Yeah, I think it was. I think because he had to report to Time Warner about Mad Profits, and so he dunned everybody. He would stop. He would come in the middle of a meeting and said, who called France?
And why?
And exactly. And why? He was a lunatic. But when, you know, he loved food. He and Annie, his wife, their plan was to eat in every high-quality restaurant around the world. And once I was talking to him, I said, Bill, how do you figure your expenses, like what part you bill to Mad? And what he said, I go to book fair in Germany. That's a business expense. Everything else is just personal. But I go, Bill, when we go to these things, we seek out the editors and the publishers of humor magazines. He said, oh, it's too complicated to figure out this part of the trip. He said, All I deduct is for the book fair in Germany.
So, the sense of Bill Gaines I get from you is that he was in many ways larger than life.
What was amazing about Bill was that the tradition of Mad, which hopefully carries on today, was that you tell people we're putting out a crappy product. You tell them that we're ripping them off. But behind the scenes, you protect them. If you wrote Bill a letter that something you bought that had a Mad name on it you didn't like, he would refund your money. If he got more than three complaints, he would cancel the contract. I think one of the funniest recollections of Bill was going into his office, and he's on the phone belittling a company for not sending him the bill. I know, and he gets off the phone, and I said, Bill, did I understand this call right? Were you yelling at that man because he didn't send you a bill? He said, yes, I am closing out my April checkbook, and this bill is the only check that I have not issued in April, and I cannot issue this because I don't have the bill, and I want that bill.
It sounds like he was a quirky fellow,
yes,
too.
Yeah, he was. He, you know, Mad was a multi-million-dollar magazine. No secretaries, no switchboard.
We've talked about that before. The phones ring throughout the offices.
Right. Every it rings in every. Whoever picks it up, hopefully, remembers to. You know, you'll go in and you'll go, you know what? Did I tell you like a week ago your account?
It's like a big dysfunctional family.
It is.
Did you have one bathroom you had to share?
No. We had. There was a bathroom down the hall.
Thank goodness. You weren't there at the beginning. Joined Mad about 10 years in. Did Bill ever tell any stories about the founding of Mad?
Well, the founding of Mad was Bill was called to Washington to testify. You know, during the McCarthy era, someone came up with the bright idea that comics were run by communists.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Comics, communi- that makes sense.
No, they went, the committee was not that smart. No, but Bill used to publish Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, that's where his background
was. Weird science.
Those were great.
Yeah.
Those classic 50s horror and science,
yes, exactly,
and fantasy.
But that was the thing, that all this death, all this dismembering,
right,
people,
right,
this was really a plot to teach kids to use axes.
That's worse than today with the video games.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And Bill testified that he didn't think one person beheaded someone because they, you know, Bill was very outspoken. Anyway, there was a comic books code, and Bill said, you know what, I don't want to adhere to any code. I'm going to close all my magazines, and I'm going to start a comedy comic, which did not come under the code.
It's not a comic book. It's
right. And we're not beheading people,
right,
in it.
Right.
So he started MAD, and fortunately, it turned out to be a good move because...
Remarkable move.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Gaines, we're commemorating his passing 14 years ago on June 3rd in 1992. Is Annie still around?
Annie's still around. She's overseas now, has two children.
But they're not involved in any way in that.
No. I think Annie still owns some rights to Tales from the Crypt. So there's probably some ownership there.
That's worth something. I think the Crypt Keeper is considered hot right now.
They opened Gaines's personal files and sold everything off. Bill's issue number one in uncirculated condition, I believe it sold for $22,000.
Wow.
His own personal MAD comic number one.
Well, your book, Good Days in MAD, is still available on Amazon.com, and it's a great memoir of amazing things at MAD.
The crazy way that a man ran a multi-million dollar magazine. And, the one story, it's so wild, I'll just tell it again, is when Bill, even though he was the publisher, he read every single piece of mail. And when he saw that his one subscriber in Haiti did not renew, he said, you know what, I'm taking the entire staff to the guy's house. So he flew all the writers and all the artists to the guy's house to beg him to renew. And he did.
He renewed.
And a month later, his neighbor
renewed. And they got his buck 60.
Right, yeah. His neighbor renewed. And so we doubled our circulation for just an investment of, what, $15,000 to fly all those people and pay their expenses.
Well, I think it's great that we could memorialize.
It was very joyful that, we talked about it sometime back. And he said, let's just do a podcast to Bill. And I keep WilliamMGaines.com on the internet just so Bill's on the internet.
And I know you just added some stuff to it, and maybe you'll add some more memories.
Yeah, some more fun stories as I think of them, because he just breaks me up thinking about being a rich man. And we went to a wine tasting at the Waldorf Astoria. Bill loved Frankfurters, but on the way to the Waldorf Astoria, we had to stop to get Nathan's Frankfurters. So.
Dick DiBartolo, of course, has been with MAD longer than anybody else, 38 years.
A long time, and I'm sick of it, to tell you the truth. On this podcast, I'm just doing this to say goodbye, MAD Magazine.
No, you may not. I can't let you. MAD's maddest writer, and he continues on for many years to come, I'm sure. And we're glad to have him, too, on the Daily Gizwiz. If you want to know more about the products we talk about or the memoirs or the stories, go to the website, gizwizbiz.com. Don't forget the Mad Magazine What the Heck Is It contest, a new one for June with a great new mystery item.
What is it? And tomorrow we'll be back with gadgets. We'll get back to our old routine.
All right, we'll be back with gadgets tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, and let's raise a glass. I've got green tea, you've got Diet Coke. William M. Gaines.
Who, on the masthead, we kept adding to his name. I think toward the end it was William Mildred Farnsworth Higginbottom Gaines Pius IX.
And a great way to end. We'll see you next time on the Daily Gizwiz.